podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm going to leave that. I'm a little tongue twisted. It's one of those days today. Before we jump into the podcast today, I want to make sure I give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. What I love about them is not only how easy it is to set up, not only how great their customer service is, but what I like is how innovative they are. They are always changing their machine, always making it better, always looking to pivot. It's why they're one of our sponsors, because we believe in them so much. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged, mention High School Hoops, mention teachhoops.com, mention Coach Collins, mention anybody, and they'll give you $400 off related to us. You won't find a better discount out there. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a coach to help you coach, if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for my bat phone, if you're looking to get help in every aspect of the game, if you're looking for clinics, if you're looking for videos, if you're looking for motivation, if you're looking for handouts, if you're looking for practice ideas, anything, we have it all in there with a 14-day free trial. Go over and check it out. Only 14-day free trial out there. You will not be disappointed. We believe in our product so much, and I think you'll love it. So go over and check it out. It's what helps us keep the lights on here and everything moving forward. So have a great day, and let's head off to the podcast.
I don't know like I said, second year, I didn't count last year. It was a pretty short season. COVID protocols, got zero practice. I mean, I say we got zero practice. We got six practices, and then we played three games a week for the first 3 weeks of the season. And so last year I didn't really count a whole lot. This year it was not good at all. And I know what I want to do. I feel like it fits the guys pretty well. But, this year we didn't have a ton of success with that.
Okay. So I would agree. We didn't even have a season 2 years ago, so I can empathize. So what was the biggest obstacle? Because I can share some of my observations, but I want to hear yours first. What was your biggest obstacle this year?
We couldn't score.
Okay.
In a technical sense, we couldn't score. You know, at times, I guess truly the biggest obstacle probably was buy-in.
And how COVID, like, were you shut down? Was any of that stuff happened in the season? Was it a normal season? How did that work?
It started rough. We started with a few key players quarantined. Some of them missed the first game or two. Some of them missed the first couple of weeks. You know, the whole season was ups and downs. I lost three varsity players throughout the season. Another kid I had on IR broke his foot in football, came back, had him for five games, broke his foot again.
Okay, so here's my observation for me. I mean, I've coached for 25, 26 years at the high school level, and I've had one losing season. We were 13-10. This is one of my worst seasons. I basically had to restart. So we struggled until post Christmas. And then after Christmas, we won like 9 out of our last 11. So what I think you have, here's what I would do if I was you, and not seeing your guys and just describing what you just described to me. Basically, you got to start from now until next season like it's your first year. I mean, that's what I had to do. And I've been doing it for 25 years, and we've won state championships and NBA. I mean, we've had as big a history as you can have. And I basically had to start over. Like, I had to explain everything. And this was how we do things culturally. And this is how we handle our locker room. And this is, so I think from your standpoint, you have to go, okay, it's a reset. Last 2 years didn't count. Here's how things are going to work. Here's how the spring is going to work. Here's how the summer is going to work. Here's the expectations. Here's how, you know, summer league is going to work. Here's how the fall is going to work. Here's how, and you got to spell out everything in your mind so you can share it with them, because basically you're building a brand new culture, in my opinion, probably. And this is from someone that had a really good culture going and had to rebuild it. I had to teach them literally everything. They didn't know where the locker rooms were. They didn't know how halftime worked, because none of them had been with me, because we had that off season. None of them had been through our program. So I, when you talked about buy-in and all that kind of stuff, I think you got to be clear, precise. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how the off season is going to work. Communicate it to the parents, communicate it to them. And just, it's a reset. And I'd be honest. I was honest with my guys after the season. I said, this was a hard season. It was hard for me. It was hard for you. But that's not going to happen next year. And here's why, and here's how we're going to do this. So it's going to be a lot of work on your, on the front end, but I think you have to go through all those processes. And the buy-in can be like, I noticed buy-in because they didn't know me and they didn't know our program and didn't know expect all that stuff just because we hadn't played. So I'm hoping this spring, I mean, I'm already seeing it, this spring, summer, next year is going to be different because now they know me and know us and know what we expect. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, that's just an outsider kind of looking in from the snapshot of what you told me.
That's kind of what I decided. I'm starting over from square one. I was in the program. I was the assistant coach for 2 years before I took over. And then, so my thought was, okay, I'll build on what we have.
You could have if it that hadn't happened, but you basically got to draw a new line in the sand.
Well, yeah, exactly. So my first year season before last, you know, without practicing, I wasn't able to implement anything. You know, I had,
right. They didn't know how your practice, they didn't know how your practices were going to go. They didn't know. I mean, all that stuff. So literally like you almost got to go in and go, okay, here's how things are going to work. I don't know how they worked in the past. I don't know how they've worked. I mean, in the last 2 years, but this is how things are going to go moving forward. These are my expectations. These are my pillars. And this is what we're going to do to guide this ship to where we want it to go. And then talk about whatever your dreams or goals or whatever those things specifically are. But I think you got to draw a line in the sand and say, hey, if you're not going to do this, then go take up curling or something. I don't know. but this is what we're going to be about. We're going to be about getting in the gym in the summer. We're going to be about getting shots up, especially if you can't score, then you better get, I mean, then all of them should get like 10,000 shots up this summer. And all of them should be working on their one-on-one moves. And all of them should be, because scoring is something that's an, and the way I sell scoring is an individual skill where you can work on that by yourself. That's a selfish thing. Us running our offense is a team thing, but you being able to put this ball through this cylinder is an you thing. and they'll like that. Like they all want to score. Well, who's going to put the time in to do it? What's your plans for spring, summer, the rest of spring, summer, fall?
We're fixing to have a parent team meeting this week or next week, depending on what my administration gets back to me on. I'm going to give them their individualized workouts, which I kind of stole from you. I just tweaked it a little bit to individuals. And then give them the summer schedule. My goal is to get 30 games this summer with my varsity guys.
Are they travel guys? Are they playing right now?
No, none of them are. Okay. So we're rural Colorado
we're in Colorado.
We're just outside of Trinidad, right off I-25, kind of the south central, southeast corner.
All right, I'm looking. My brother just got a place in Breckenridge. Where how far are you from? We're
long ways from Breckenridge.
You're south.
Yes, sir. South. We're 10, 12 miles from New Mexico, probably.
Yeah, I see it. I just pulled up a map so I could see what. Okay, that makes sense. Well, that's still God's land up there. Holy cow. You still got snow?
We do on the peaks, the closest peaks, but that's about it.
So that's my first question. Because my guys are playing right now, like they're going to Indianapolis next week and whatever. That's good. So I was going to say that 30 might be high end if they're playing all spring and then going to play in the other open period. So 30 is good. Are you going away? Are you doing anything where they can spend time together other than just playing?
Yeah. So we've got a camp. We're going to stay overnight one camp. We didn't fundraise very well, so we don't have a ton of funds.
Right.
So we've got one camp where we stay one night away up in central Colorado. It's just too far.
So that will be good. What I was going to say is the more of that, like even camping in your backyard and cooking out and letting them spend time together. Yeah, it's a band of brothers theory. That's my theory with that, is the more time you can do things, take them to a water park, take them doing something, I don't know, anything. Take them swimming. Anything they can do together is good. That will pay off. Will the parents be behind 30 games?
No, because we played 26 last summer and had five seniors, and I didn't have a single game where I had all five seniors out of 26. So I didn't have any leadership last season whatsoever.
So do you have any leaders coming up?
I got a couple kids that if they step up, they could feel that role. They're already kind of naturally looked at. One of them shrinks from the responsibility. The other guy, he was the guy that was hurt all year last year.
Okay, so you have to tell them what you want. So you have to teach them how to lead because they don't know. They're teenage boys, so they don't know. So you have, whatever you want, you have to do it, and then you have to pull them aside and say, hey, this is your ship. You know, and if you're showing up and you're texting your friends and you're Snapchatting your friends and you're there every day, then they'll come along with it. They don't want to let you down, and they'll come along as that expectation. So I would lean into those guys as much as you can. And I would try to make within your Colorado rules. I don't know, every state has different rules. Try to keep them accountable as much as you can. And that would tell the parents that, like, you know, it's, you know, the time you put in now is what's going to pay off in November and March. And you sell that as much as you can in that parent meeting. I think that's a big sell. But I think the games are good, but the skill work is as important, if not more.
Well, and I put together a kind of a individualized, this is what you have to do to be successful, to help the team as well as to score. You know, I got a real good little lefty, but he's 5 foot nothing. And I don't think he can even drink water with his right hand. So he had a lot of success as a freshman this year coming off the bench because nobody's seen him and known him. Well, next year, everybody's going to force him right.
So here's what I tell him. Do you do open gyms and stuff like that where they play?
I would love to. We're pretty small, so I think I've got three guys who aren't in track or baseball.
Okay, so even if you're doing,
not allowed to touch them.
Yeah, you can't touch them. I get that. I don't like doing that either. What I would try to do is, especially in the summer or when you're doing, he should try to play games. Like there's a couple things. Have some fun with him. Say, hey, I want you to go a whole day and not, you know, he's left-handed, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say try to go a whole day and only use your right hand. Like everything, like when you wake up till you go to bed, try it and see if you can do it. So have some fun with him. Just, hey, try it. But then I would also tell him when he's playing with his friends, you know, this is, who cares when you're playing your friend? Try to play a whole game just with your right hand. Like your whole game, shooting everything, and see how it works. Because it will show him how bad he really is. He probably kind of knows, but he doesn't really know. That it's pretty bad is my guess, if he's like that left-handed. And everyone, like, and then what I do sometimes is I pull guys, you know, in open gym, hey, don't let him go left, only let him go right. Let him go right whenever he wants. So you kind of do those kind of things just to kind of force it. But I think that's a big part. Do you have a control over your schedule next year? It's all set, like conference, non-conference, all that?
It's set already, but I don't have any input. The AD just says, here it is.
Is it just a travel thing, or you can't, like, this is who you got to play?
Honestly, it's the AD. This is the easiest for me to put together.
And is it a hard schedule or an easy schedule?
You know, honestly, we play some decent teams. We really do. I would say we play – it's a medium hard. I'd say. Okay. I wouldn't say it's a really tough schedule.
But what I'm saying is sometimes when you have a young team or you're trying to build some confidence, you want some teams that you can just go in and win. Makes everybody feel better too. That's what I was saying. It's like when you're good, you can go get the big boys. Then, you know, that's fine. But sometimes when you're building confidence, you want a couple of those, like, they bring them into, you know, the into the Badger Stadium so they can just pay them $20,000 so they can just beat them by six touchdowns kind of thing, you know?
Well, we have to travel with our girls, and our girls have been young the last 2 years.
Okay.
And so their key players are going to be juniors and sophomores next year. So we're playing some tougher teams next year to try to keep our girls very competitive.
So that's good. So I would sell. That's the selling point to your guys. It's like, hey, we got to schedule. We got to be ready. Let's go. Like, we can't, like, you know, is it a football school? Is it a basketball school? Is it a baseball school? Is it a nothing? Like, is there a sport that dominates?
Yeah, football and volleyball dominate. And then
boys volleyball?
No, girls.
Girls volleyball. Okay.
Yeah, it's all about the fall sports. So the whole reason I'm in the position talking to you is because I'm the ag teacher. I'd had a little experience. I'd coached a little here and there, helped with summer league stuff, come in and help practice, help, you know, some JV teams build some post players. And when I got here, this was my first teaching job. I watched the basketball team. These guys are coming off they were coming off a state title the year before and coming off a runner-up title. And they had about as many wins as I had this year. And so I opened my mouth and said that, you know, you need somebody else to coach. And the AD told me to put my money where my mouth was. So I applied. I was the assistant for 2 years under an old veteran that's mid-80s.
Right.
Learned a ton from him. But he had two knee surgeries and didn't come back, and so I had to step up and be the head. I wasn't – I'm probably still not where I need to be a head coach, truth be told.
Well, no one is. I'm going to be honest with you. No one is. I have a friend who's in California, and I joked with him for 6 months before his first – practice. I said, no one's ready for this thing. You just got to get thrown into it and then find out. So that's okay. That's, trust me, no one's ready for their first head job because you just don't know. It's all the things that it's, yeah, you just don't know until you do.
It's all the things you don't know that you find out.
Right. It's like, and it's all the brush fires you're putting out on a regular basis. And it's, you know, you're the problem is what people don't understand about high school coaches is you're everything. Like, you're the equipment manager, you're the, you know, the bus person, you're the, like, you're, yeah, you're the psychologist, you're the dad, you're a little bit of everything. Yeah, it's crazy. So what do you feel good about and what don't you feel good about? Like, what, like, defensively you feel better?
No. So I made the mistake last year is I didn't spend enough time on fundamentals because I was trying to implement different style of offense, different style of defense.
Yep.
And I assume my guys knew the game better than they actually did. The things I explained in more detail, they picked up a lot better. The things I was more vague on because I was making assumptions, we failed at. So now I know I've got to start back from square one and explain everything step by step, so on and so forth. So, but I mean, at times, you know, at times things look really good. You know, one of our five wins, we beat a team that made it to the quarterfinals. Very good game, and we pulled it out ahead of them right at the very end, and they had it, and we didn't do anything special. Our guys just worked hard enough to beat them there at the end, which we didn't have multiple times throughout the season. And we ran our offense probably the best we'd run the offense I'd implemented all season.
So what do you think you need to work on in the off season?
Me personally, or what are the kid? What do I need
both,
to do with the
both,
team?
Both, I think. Because okay. I'm always working on stuff too. But what do you think you need to, and then they need to?
You know, they need to. My guys aren't cognizant; they don't read situations. So that is something. And then, of course, like I said, scoring. But then they need to come to.
They need to play. They need to play.
Yes, they need to play.
They need to play 2-on-2. They need to play 3-on-3. They need to play 1-on-1. They need to just a ball in their hand, just hooping. Like, telling you, if you can't score, you just got to hoop.
Yes.
The guys that are on my team that can score and that have scored over the last 20, they can just hoop. Like, it doesn't matter if it's one-on-one, one-on-three, two-on-two, three-on-three. It doesn't matter. So I personally would start, like, you know, I know you can't take away from baseball and all that kind of stuff, but like, hey, maybe on a Saturday or maybe in the morning before school, I'm going to open the gym up for 45 minutes. Want to come in and just hoop? Like, I'm not coaching yet. We just come in and play. Do you want to play? Because they all want to play. And that will help your scoring, I think. I really do. And
see, I tried that.
No one came?
You know, first week or so, you get a fair amount of guys to show up. Second week, it's about half. And then, you know, after 2 weeks of nobody showing up, I quit opening the gym and nobody even asked me why.
And did you keep reminding them that you were doing it?
Oh, yeah.
And no one's showing up.
No one's showing up. So, and that's kind of what I'm talking about, that buy-in.
Yep. So I would keep doing it. Swear to God. I'd just keep doing it. And I'd take a picture of it and say, I'm here today. And then I'd send it to all of them. And if no one shows up, then I always have stuff to do. It's all grade papers. I'll go up to my room, whatever. And eventually it's kind of like, you know, cleaning your bedroom. You better do it eventually. And that's also a parent thing. So if you're going to do that and you're going to lean into it, then you just say, hey, Monday to Wednesdays, 6:30 to 7:30 before school, I'm going to come in and open the gym up. Whoever wants to come, I'm just telling you parents, I'm telling the kids, I'm here. I'm going to open it up. Hopefully they'll come. This is what makes winning programs. This is what, you know, and then I always tell the parents on this meeting, trust me, if they're coming in and shooting at 6:30, it means they're going to bed earlier. They're not on their phones or, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's lots of ways you can sell it to the parents too. And they'll be tired earlier because that night they'll be tired. They'll go to bed earlier. They won't be ramming around. But it took me a while. Like, it's got to be culture. And then I'd have a, you know, 12 donuts there sitting, just waiting for anybody that came in, you know. And then if somebody came in, I gave them all the donuts. I mean, it's like, there's just, eventually it will happen. It will be small numbers. And the key to this is you got to find the guys or the gals that's going to make it happen. Like, I got two or three guys right now. If I texted them and said, I'm opening the gym up tomorrow morning, they'll be in. You got to find those core ones and get them to start coming. And then the rest of them will follow. It's kind of like leader of the pack kind of thing, but that will help your scoring. Defense, I think you can teach them. I think you're right about the fundamentals. Like, I would, what's the rules on the summer for you? What can you do?
We're supposed to stay in the month of June. Okay.
Are you unrestricted in Colorado?
Yes and no. So okay. Yes, we're restricted. Everybody's breaking the rules, so nobody reports you.
I think most of the states in the union probably. Okay. No, that's fine. I mean, whatever. I mean, you can always you can just tell them what to do, but I think the key is to get them into the gym.
Right.
And you got to sell this to the parents. When you have this parent meeting, that's probably the most important meeting. Because mom and dad will get them moving. And it's like, hey, we want to win. And here's how we want to do this. And this entails us doing this. And this and playing here. And coming in the morning. And I want them playing multiple. I'll tell the parents. I'm not telling them they're only, but I want them to play baseball. I want them to play football. Multiple sport athletes don't get hurt as much, blah, 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 blah. It's all that stuff is true, but you got to sell the parents because the parents will get them there. The fringers, the good ones will come just because they're dying to be in the gym. The rest of them, you got to sell the parents. You got to sell the parents hard.
I was going to stay away from this, but Benji brought it up. My last assistant coach is a parent.
Okay. Is he still an assistant coach?
No.
Okay. And did you hire new assistants or is your AD hire assistants?
I technically get to tell him who I want.
Okay.
But he has the final say on it.
So that's a big hire. So you have to go hire one right now is what you're telling me.
Yeah. I got to schedule a meeting for later this week with him to make sure that he's on board with what I'm wanting to do.
Okay. And so do you have somebody in mind?
Yes, sir.
Are they not a parent? Okay. And are they, so So I don't know how much you've listened to my podcast. Are they like a Yoda, or are they an X and O person, or are they a young, energetic person? What category would they fall in?
I've not watched the podcast. So he's a retired coach that is the equivalent of a young, energetic person, except
That's good. So he's a Yoda, maybe. Yoda meaning knows a lot of things. Yeah. That's who you want.
He's a Yoda, but he's more of the bouncing off the walls type Yoda at 72.
He sounds like me a little bit. Yeah. It sounds like me. A lot of energy. Good. That's what I was going to say. If I was hiring for you, not knowing your team or you that well, I would have said, go find somebody that's done this already that can help you through the steps. Because that person's going to know the landmines before you step on them. Like, ooh, don't do that. Or that's a good idea. Or how about we think about this? So if that happens and that hire happens, then the next 6 months, you two should be doing a lot of planning offensively, defensively. What's our strengths? What's our weaknesses? How can we implement it? What are our drills look like? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think I've got 5 pages worth of notes that if
that works.
Yeah. If that works, that's the first thing we're going to go over. My administration loves the fact that I coach because I'm in the school system.
Yes.
The last several coaches haven't been in the school system.
No, they're the best. Teachers in the building are the best.
I have a rapport with most of the kids anyways.
Right.
And honestly, I didn't see this. My FFA and ag program has grown since I've been coaching basketball, and basketball has grown as well.
It's a win-win. Trust me, from someone that's done this a long time, this is a lot about coaching is a lot about relationships. It's X's and O's, and it's offense and it's scoring, but they got to want to go to war with you. Like my great teams, I could have literally told them, I'm pointing at a wall. I could have said, run through that wall, and they would have run through the wall for me. Like they were like, there's a love, brotherhood, and being in the building is so much better because it's easier to build that much. Right. And that's a good administration that realizes that, because it's really hard when you're outside the building, really hard.
But with that comes some complications.
Yes.
Like this year, I missed 2 practices and showed up 2 minutes before tip-off because I had a student in a national contest.
Yeah. So that's where you need that assistance.
Right.
Like that's where you need the guy, like we're doing this. And part of it is the kids know. That's the issue, is they know, like this person. Otherwise, sometimes they feel like you're abandoning them. And it's like, I'm not abandoning you. This person's just as good as me. Like they know what they're doing.
I missed the first 2 games of the season. For contact quarantine. And I couldn't, and what we had been practicing up to that point, which is why I made the change of assistants. And then we had a whole nother ball of wax that happened. Actually 2 or 3 of them that happened there too. And they told me to wait till the end of the season to do it. But, nothing we had practiced for the last 2.5 weeks was done during the game. I mean,
and that happens. I get it. Yeah. I mean, I think you're doing everything you need to do. As long as you have a plan and you follow the plan, because they're going to know whether you're fudging on this. They're going to know. I don't know how to say this. They're going to know if you, first of all, if you're telling them BS, high school kids are really good about knowing BS.
Oh yeah.
I've taught long enough. They know if you're BSing. So they're going to know if you have a plan. They're going to know if you actually believe what you're selling them. And if you have a plan and they believe what you're selling them, then they'll follow you into the fire, man. They'll follow you into anything at that point.
So let me ask you this. So I didn't change anything that first season as the head because I didn't have time to. Like I said, the first 3 weeks we're playing 3 games a week. We barely had practice.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That season doesn't even count, my book. But go ahead. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So I knew I needed to change stuff. And so then I started doing research and playing with some little things. So I made the changes. We played the summer. How long do you stick with that plan? Like, I'm one of two. I'm never in the middle, it seems like. Either I stick with that plan to the very end or I jump ship too early. Like, how do you find that happy medium?
Well, that's where the summer's got to be testing your plan. So that's where here's my advice to you. Go hire this person as quickly as possible and spend the next 2 months figuring out what you want to work on, because your laboratory is this summer. Your laboratory is, you're going to have most of your pieces there, and we want that. And I would be honest with the parents about this. We're working on stuff. We've been coming out of the last 2 years. Don't count. I'd be honest. And I'd say, here's what we're going to do, a bunch of stuff this summer to work on offense and defense. And I need all of you there so I can work on this. And we can work on the pieces and we can see if X is working or Y is working or what your son or daughter's strength or weakness is. So that's the first thing. Second thing, that's where an assistant will tell you time to jump ship. So, I mean, we were doing things offensively or defensively early in our season. And then I watched enough film and we couldn't play man. We knew after about 3 weeks, we couldn't match up and play man the way we needed to. So we put a matchup in. We had spent 18 months getting ready for playing man. In 3 weeks in, we threw it out. Didn't work. But I'm a stats teacher. I had all the math and analytics that said, ooh, this is not working. We can't do this. And we didn't have a summer last summer either, so I couldn't experiment. So I would have, like, what do you think you're going to do this summer ready by the end of May? And then try it in June and July, or try it in June.
Like I said, I've got what I want to do.
Yeah, then try it, and you'll know if it's going
to
work.
I want to hire an assistant and run it by and get him on board with me as well.
Yes, and he's going to – and that's the good – and if he's a good assistant, that's where the give and take will be. It will be like, go sit at a bar, order a couple beers, get some napkins out, and just start going like, well, you want to do this. Well, what do you think about this? And this out of bounds – I mean, literally, that will be – the best schooling you can ever have. I'm telling you, because then you're going to try it and it's not going to, like, that didn't work. Or this kid can't come off a ball screen. We can't do that. Or we don't have any rebounding, so we have to do this. So if he's the assistant you say he is, and you start going and playing games, you're going to quickly find out what it's simple. You want to find out where your kryptonite is and hide it. And you want to find out what your superpower is and amplify it. If you got a bunch of 5'4" kids that can shoot threes, then we have to do this. If you got a bunch of big bruisers, then we're going to do this. So you have to kind of go and play with your team in June to see what. And then what it leaves you is July, August, September, October. It leaves you another 3 months to go back to the drawing board. I'm going to keep this 60% that seemed to work pretty well. And then I'm going to get, work on this other 40%. Well, we couldn't score out against the zone. Well, we have to work on our zone offense. Or gosh, we don't handle, like my team, I know we don't handle pressure real well coming back. So we're going to spend the summer working on getting pressured into our offense, kind of thing. But yeah, that would be my advice is, try to get the assistant hired as soon as he possibly can and start going to the drawing board.
So let me – now, another tough question, and another reason why I need an assistant. I've watched umpteen hours of film. I think I've watched every game we played this year 4 or 5 times.
Yep.
We're so inconsistent as a team last year. I don't know truly what we do well and what we don't.
Yep. So here's what I do. If you hire this assistant, I'd say, hey, we're going to meet in 2 weeks. You have huddle? Is that where you have your tape?
Yeah.
Here's your huddle login. Go watch last season, and then I want you to scout us. I would have him scout you.
Well,
strengths, weaknesses, all that stuff.
So part of the good thing is he's an official.
Okay.
He's a league official, no less.
Right.
And he's a retired basketball coach who's a league official who's looking at getting out of officiating because he's 70 plus.
Right.
But still wants to be part of the game. And His exact words were, I want to coach with you because the things you're trying to do intrigue me. So I wasn't real sure how to take that.
That's a good thing. But I would have him, like say, we'll meet for dinner in a week, but I want you to go watch some tape so we can talk. So he really, because officiating a game and watching a game are different.
Right.
So I would try to go do, I would have him do that soon. And so you could send me in the next couple of weeks, I'll have some time too. You could send me a couple games and I'll watch them. Tell me which team you are and I can kind of give you what I see. The more eyes you can get on game, it's better. More right. eyes you can get on. Yeah.
No, I agree 100%. But I run into this issue that I don't know. That's why we're talking is my father-in-law is retired coach who's actually stepped back in. He's the assistant coach for one of our league teams. The guy
your father-in-law is?
Yes, sir.
Where's this allegiance? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. The coach I worked under, whom I have a tremendous amount of respect for, won't visit with me about it because he's afraid he's going to step on my toes and offend me. And it doesn't matter how many times I said, hey, I just need you to look at this and tell me what you think. You can be brutally honest.
Right.
And he's like, I'm too close.
Okay.
And then relatively new to the area. You know, like I said, I've only been here 6 years, but I can't find anybody else whom, you know, truly seems to understand the game to be able to give me some positive or any kind of true feedback.
Right. That's what you want. You want the truthful one. Like, ooh, you guys can't like guard a paper bag. Like, yeah, you want the true one. Send me some. I'll take some time. I got someone else in our state just sent me some stuff. So I'm going to send it Saturday afternoon and watch some film while I'm doing something else. So send me some stuff and I can definitely look at that.
And then I appreciate the what you've told me. Your packages, like how often would this happen on if I sign up and such?
How often? I do these, but I do one-on-one calls like monthly. I do office hours probably every 3 weeks on Sunday night. Yeah, about every 3 weeks. It just depends on how things are going. We can make these work. I have several members that email me all the time, but yeah, we can always get on a call.
Technology is a beautiful thing.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
You can find anything you want and you can find multiple variations of it, but sometimes too much information is also a bad thing.
Oh, there's too much noise. There's too much noise. Yes. Like if you want to be a man coach, be a man coach, then get really good at it. Like whatever. Yeah. There's more than one way that's what drives me bonkers about these. Like, well, you got to do it. Like, no, you don't. You can win. Boeheim won national titles running a 2-3 zone. Bobby Knight run national titles running man, whatever. You can do it more in one way, but no, I mean, I always find time. If that's part of the reason I do this, I like talking hoops. It makes me a better coach. So for sure, we can always make that work.
Okay. Well, and honestly, your message is what you, I don't know, what your goals are and what you've got there on the website. I really like your message you put out there.
Thank you.
You know, reason we had issues earlier is because most weekends I go to the ranch. My in-laws have a ranch. We run about 500 head of cows. I have.
Oh, it's like, Yellowstone. You run Yellowstone?
Not quite, but almost.
Love that show. I told my wife I want to get a cowboy hat, like just because I'm watching Yellowstone. But go ahead.
But we don't have any. I mean, we're in the middle of BFE. I mean, I got to climb on top of the barn or drive to the top of the hill just to be able to get a text message out. So
you're in the middle of no, you're in like God's country out there then.
Yeah, because God's the only one that would have it if he had half a brain. So yeah, I mean that's the thing, you know. Like, but I mean, I have time. I make time. Like basketball season, everything is put on hold except for my ag teaching and FFA. But anyways, just so you understood, like
no. We'll make it work. We can always make it work. It's the great thing. It is. It's the great thing about technology. I got a call in about 5 minutes with a coach from Australia. So it's like, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's what makes the world go round. So send me some tape, coach. I will watch it. Tell me what you want me to look for, and I will take a look at it and get back. I'll type up some notes and get you some notes on it.
Okay. I appreciate it, Coach. Yep. Thank you again. See ya.
Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. No matter where you listen, Apple, Spotify, we love those 5-star reviews. Make sure you also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.